Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. Liana, that's the voice of Prudence Mabena. She's the lead singer of a band called Liana from Zimbabwe. Prudence and her fellow musicians all have disabilities. They met at an extraordinary school that has a mixed population of disabled and non-disabled students. They were the subjects of a film by Roger Ross Williams that won Best Short Documentary at the Academy Awards this year, called Music by Prudence.
When I'm alone, I always have this dream. I dream of being able to sing for thousands and thousands of people. Singing for them, just hearing my voice. And being able to be independent. But as long as I'm in Zimbabwe, it's just going to be a dream that will always fade away.
Prudence Mabena was born with a condition which left her unable to walk or have full use of her arms. In Zimbabwe, children like Prudence are often seen as bad omens. In her early years, Prudence was neglected by family members. I spoke with Prudence Mabena when she was in New York last month.
My life wasn't easy before I went to school because I lived with someone who didn't understand about disabilities. And imagine if you're a person with a disability and you actually need assistance in everything you want to do, like every day. It's very, very tough.
The moment in the film that I found the most moving, I mean, I think there are a lot of moving moments, but when you talked about your stepmother not taking care of you, basically saying that you weren't a person.
My stepmom didn't like me at all. Sometimes I would ask her to take me to the toilet. I said, what? And when I told my father, nothing changed. She would say, you're just useless, you're nothing. And she would even compare me with an ant, you know? And by the end, I thought maybe it was true.
Can you tell a little bit about how you came from being someone who was doubting her personhood, doubting her humanity in some ways, to being the person you are now, the lead singer of a band that's becoming very famous, someone who's touring around the United States speaking on behalf of people with disabilities in Africa? How did you make that journey?
I ended up not believing in myself. I thought that maybe there wasn't any purpose of me living on Earth. And, you know, there's only one thing that made me keep on going. Every time I felt sad, every time I felt like I wasn't useful at all in life, I sang. But I would sing, and I would feel comforted. I just felt that singing could change something. Because I had a grandmom who believed in me, who saw light in me, who saw that there is a purpose of me being on earth, I think that's what also made me where I am right now, because she's the one who made sure that I could go to school. She pushed on my dad and told my dad to take me to school.
You've been to film festivals here, you've been to nonprofit organizations, you've spoken with other disability rights advocates. What have you learned here? What are you taking back with you from this trip?
Well, when I came here, I found that everything was accessible.
for people with disabilities, and I found that people are treated, even if it's not like 100%, but people with disabilities are also treated the same, and that's the most important thing that I'll take back home.
You feel different as a person here in terms of the way people look at you, in terms of how the buildings are set up for you? How does it feel? I mean, what are the little things that you notice?
If a person with a disability lives at a place like this, for an example, you don't see yourself as someone with a disability, because most of the things you can actually do them on your own. You feel independent. You don't feel different from others, and it's great. It's great. You know, you can move around. There are buses that are wheelchair accessible, the places that are wheelchair accessible, you know, people treat you the same as they are, and there's a lot that is done for people with disabilities.
And still not perfect. Still, I think the U.S. has a long way to go. I mean, I look at, you know, I live here in New York City, and I see that there are subway stations, many, many subway stations that aren't accessible, and only certain ones that are. And how do you get people who aren't disabled to think like you do, to continue to get people to see things from your perspective?
The film already says it all, and the film reminds people not to forget about people with disabilities. You know, sometimes there's a lot of ignorance, and we are isolated, you know, and with this film, it reminds them to include us, to share the world with us, to be with us, to accept us. This film is going to make a change.
In Zimbabwe, when a child is born, there is a big celebration. From the family, the village, people celebrate from deep down in their heart. But when a disabled child is born, the family thinks, oh, here comes a burden. This is witchcraft. What has happened to our family? My paternal grandma told my mom not to breastfeed me or give me food so that I could die.
Prudence says she's looking forward to becoming an advocate for women and girls with disabilities in Zimbabwe and throughout Africa.
Prudence's story is fairly common to what women with disabilities and girls with disabilities experience, particularly in Africa.
Shanta Rao Bariga is the disability rights researcher and advocate at Human Rights Watch.
I think the film captures the stigma that women with disabilities face on a daily basis. And it does it in a way that really reaches people and helps them understand on a personal level what it's like to live with a disability. I think it's a very powerful film. So we decided to partner with the director, Roger Russ Williams, using it as an advocacy tool, helping people understand more about disability.
Bariga says developing countries need to invest in people with disabilities, and this does not have to be an expensive proposition. Most of the investment is in educating the public.
If the parent doesn't let the child go to school with disability, then it doesn't matter if it has all the ramps and all the braille and all the sign language that can be offered. I think that's where the government has a role to play in educating parents, for example. They need to send their kids to school, regardless if they have a disability or not. And that's where we start.
For more information about the film, please visit musicbyprudence.com. And that's Rights Watch for today. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. The podcast was produced with help from Barrett Golding at Hearing Voices. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.
Vasigana vano mira vakomana. Vasigana vano mira vakomana. Vasigana vano mira vakomana.